six state legislators and a municipal official, Penny Beebe, Aaron Gerbig,
Jeff Cooper,
Josh Gillis, the chair of Osborne Board of Selectmen, Dave Verma, and Jeff Evangel. And these government representatives are all concerned that the dredging for Mack Point facility be undertaken in a responsible, safe, cost-effective manner that does no harm to the region's economy or our ecology. With safeguarding our lobster industry and natural resources in mind, more than a year ago, all of these representatives asked the Army Corps of Engineers to undertake a comprehensive environmental impact statement to answer crucial questions about the proposed expansion dredging over the Sears Point. The Army Corps of Engineers so far has ignored that request, and they currently have, before the Maine Department of Environmental Protection, an application for a water quality permit which would allow them to proceed with plans to do the dredging. It's interesting that we have state and municipal government officials representing the people here, but we also last week at Maine Fair had a question asked of Shelley Pingree what her position on dredging was, this particular dredging proposal. And she said, and I quote, "I've got lots of concerns about the effects of this project on the lobster industry, and I think there should be a full and careful review of the environmental impact of the proposed dredge." So what we're seeing is a federal, a state, and a municipal representative groundswell of concern about the proposal as it currently exists. So with courage and conviction, these representatives are once again asking our regulators to exercise due caution in the dredging analysis. So I'm going to introduce Chuck Kruger. Each of these representatives will have a chance to have a brief word, after which we'll have a quick question and answer. Thanks.
Well, thanks, Jamie. Everybody, you're okay?
Yes.
Yes, nice acoustics.
Thanks, Charlie Cohen. I guess I'll say up front, first off, that I'm not opposed to a maintenance dredge. I'm not opposed to it. I think it's something that probably needs to be undertaken. I'm very concerned about the size and scope of this dredge project and about the impact on our fisheries of the transfer of the dredge soil. And that's been my main concern. I'm really not anti-business. I just simply think that we need to know what we're doing before we do it. And I think the taxpayers who are paying for a huge piece of work to be done to benefit private enterprise, the taxpayers ought to get the best value for their dollar and the safest for our communities and our fisheries. And that's really my whole point. I'd be happy to take questions, but that's really where I'm coming from. I live down the road. Some people can say I'm, what am I doing coming to Belfast and talking about this project? But I care a lot about the entire coast of Maine. I have served three terms on the Joint Standing Committee on Marine Resources in the legislature. And from what I've learned from that experience, I think this ought to be very slowly and carefully and deliberately examined before more than a few buckets of mud are moved. We all know that the beautiful, spectacular Penobscot River, it has also been a sewer for industrial uses for 150 years. And I don't think we should assume there's no heavy metal in the dredged soils. I think we should prove that there aren't before we touch them. And I'll stop right there. There's lots of other ideas. I'm happy to take questions however you want to do it.
I think after everybody has a chance to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Aaron Turbig. I'm the representative from Belfast. I also serve as the chair of the Committee on Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development. So I have concerns for my local community, but I also have concerns about the economic impacts of this. I was just speaking with Armini Garris, who was a former classmate of mine from Belfast. We were just discussing how her son has a youth lobster license and how this could impact him. We were talking about emerging industries regarding seaweed harvesting in this bay. There's just so much going on regarding the future of our economy along the coast here that really could be impacted by this. Again, a maintenance dredging, I think most of us are in support, certainly, of something like that. We're just concerned about emerging industries and the economic impacts more than anything, aside from just the overall health of our economy. So something thoughtful and responsible as lawmakers, we always need to look at things like that before we make such major decisions.
Hi, my name is Kitty Phoebe Center, and I represent Rockland and Owl's Head. And my concern is what's been voiced already, but also some sort of a risk assessment. We don't know the ramifications of what's going to happen, and they'll be with us forever afterwards. So I think there needs to be some sort of thoughtful risk assessment before we make any decision and basically risk the livelihoods of so many.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeffrey Evangelos. I reside in Friendship, and I agree with the previous speakers. I'm a little further down the coast, but our marine resources industry is we're in this all together. And while the relocation of these materials may or may not impact the lobster industry that I represent, my view is that I represent the interests of the entire state when it comes to your ability to make a living in your native and indigenous economy. And this maintenance dredge is fine, but anything beyond that that would cause contamination and affect your ability to make a living just doesn't even meet the minimum standard. You know, we're only asking for what a municipal planning board or anyone else does when they're undertaking a plan at a much smaller level. So, you know, the idea that you can't get an environmental impact statement of the study from the Army Corps or DOT, it doesn't seem to be wise. It's foolish. So we're all on the same page about requesting that there be an environmental impact study. The bay has a history of mercury contamination. You're aware of that, and part of the fisheries will close down because of that. So you certainly don't want to take any actions that are going to make your ability to make a living any worse. You just want it to get better. And if there is a dredge, it has to be responsible. And I know there's alternate plans that the group has put forward, and it sounds sensitive to me. Thank you, and I look forward to talking to you more.
And Senator Dave Miramont, for Knox County, which this has an impact on the Zone D Lobster Council, which extends down into my area, and formerly as a member of I'm presently a member of the Marine Resources Committee, but I was formerly on the Natural Resources Committee. When the industry wanted to do something, they would bring an idea, but they had already learned to ask for more than what they wanted, and then the studies would be done, and they were always done. It wasn't a question about whether they'd be done, and then we would look at whole side, what people needed, as opposed to just what they wanted, and somehow that's changed. Now they bring the biggest idea, and someone says, well, let's do that. And anybody that's opposing it is somehow not in my backyard or something like that. We need the information to make a decision. We need to not always go for the biggest idea just because it will use taxpayer dollars to not inconvenience some company a few times a year. There are other proposals. We've all talked about the maintenance dredge being something we support. We want to keep our ports open. The next one for 2 feet. Let's look closely, but that might be workable. That might keep some industry flowing and help everybody locally. The next level will just wipe out a lot of lobstering, a lot of economies for local fishing folks, and may spread further down. There are other ideas about how to deal with the spoils if that happens. We can't decide these without information. Our committee doesn't decide any of these things without information. And that historical knowledge for the committee, Chuck and I spent hours passing on what he'd done in the last 6 years, so we have some continuity. We never heard anything where they said, an industry brings an idea, the committee just says, yes, we don't need any information, let's just do it. We're not going to do that now. Let's keep pushing.